This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, July 16th. Wheat markets yesterday had a pretty disappointing day where we started out higher, and in fact corn and soybeans gapped higher coming out of a weekend where it was brutal hot and dry across the Midwest. But then the forecast started to change as Monday wore on, and suggesting that we're going to get a little bit more rain out of Hurricane Barry, that the rains would be a little more consistent down the road. We have still a few more days of intense heat in the Midwest, but then that would move out and we get into cooler temperatures. So the weather premium quickly dissipated from corn and beans, and that easily spilled over to wheat. All of those markets, except soybeans, corn and wheat had outside days lower, and soybeans had a notable reversal down, just wasn't quite an outside day lower. So the price action would suggest that we, you know, found a temporary high here. I think seasonal lows, I had expected that the lows from a couple weeks ago would have been the lows for seasonal, but with the kind of weakness and velocity yesterday, it would suggest you're at least going to test those lows and probably take them out. So as we move forward, you know, harvest is the bulk of harvest is wrapping up here in the United States. Kansas is 80% harvested. That's up 20 points on the week. Still down 14 points from the average, but the bottom line is you're pretty close to wrapping up harvesting Kansas. And from here on out, usually you don't see that kind of cash pressure on the broader wheat market. That said, we are still going to be working our way up into the northern plains for winter wheat harvest, and Montana is looking at a boomer crop, not only of winter wheat, but spring wheat as well. And the spring wheat crop across the northern plains and into the Canadian prairies looks to be a big one. Around the rest of the northern hemisphere, we're also looking at big crops coming out of Europe, much better than last year, and the Black Sea. Both of those regions saw a reduction in production estimates in last week's supply-demand report, but we're still looking at good yields. It's not a wipeout. It's just, you know, the heat, that massive heat wave that went through Europe and the Black Sea region, there was some question as if it was really going to impact yields all that much, because it was toward the later end of the growing season, but indeed it did. And it probably bumped up the protein as well, but it did shave off some of the top end of yield. So the markets are dealing with harvest, coming to, you know, the bulk of it coming to an end here in the United States for wheat, winter wheat, I should say. And then the northern hemisphere is kind of just hitting its stride. Europe and the Black Sea over the next few weeks will be in the bulk of their winter wheat harvest. We are seeing Russian prices start to back off just ever so slightly, down $1 to $2 a ton. And of course, they've missed out on Egyptian business the previous 2 weeks to Ukraine and the European Union. So they're not about to, and Romania, they're not about to let that continue to happen. We would expect that Russia would lower their prices to compete in that market. That's the marquee market over there. So that's some of the pressure that we're seeing on world prices. Plus, you're just seeing more of the new crop move into the pipeline. And this is going to be the story really for the marketing year. It's going to be very difficult for, I think, futures markets here in the United States to rally much if you've got world cash prices declining and we're still well above world prices on a FOB basis. And certainly delivered into those key markets of North Africa. So even though USDA raised export projections 50 million bushels last month, there was quite a few eyebrows raised on that. Like, where are we going to compete? We're so far out of the market right now. It could be a feed wheat thing. It could be, you know, captive markets. But nevertheless, it's still going to be a highly competitive wheat market this year. We still are looking at a billion bushel carryout. The rest of the world is still looking at very large carryout as well. And I think that for Russia in particular, they're not going to get left behind. They are going to set the tone, and they are quickly catching up as far as cash prices go. So spring wheat crop conditions, we're sitting at 76%. That's down 2 from the previous week. Montana sitting at 67%, good to excellent. 61% also headed. That's about 21 points behind the average for Montana. Corn crop conditions improved 1 at 58%. Eastern Midwest saw many of the states improve about 4 points. So, you know, we're seeing some better crop conditions across states that were hit the hardest as far as getting it in late and getting it into poor conditions. Nationwide, we're at 17% silking, at 25 points behind the average. In soybeans, we're at 54% good to excellent. That's 1 point up from last week. So this morning we got prices down a little bit. I think with an outside day lower, it really sets the tone, at least for the short term, of direction to the downside. And I think it's going to struggle. Wheat will come, I think, down and test the lows that were put in here a couple weeks ago or last week, early last week, and we'll just take a look at what we have. But I think the Northern Hemisphere harvest is going to continue to keep a lid on things. If wheat is going to take another leg to the upside, it would be on the heels of corn. And that certainly is possible. For the next couple days, we're looking at 100-degree temperatures in the western Midwest. And if the forecast, the longer-range forecast, would suggest that that's going to stick around, corn market never would have broken yesterday, nor would the beans. But the forecast is suggesting that that high-pressure ridge is going to move out, and we'll actually see better rain and cooler temperatures, in fact, below normal temperatures, over the next couple weeks. So that's really what broke the market yesterday, was an improving weather forecast. We'll see if it verifies, but for now, the markets have given us a direction, and that's down, at least for the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.